mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your rapping couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 5th, 2014.
And happy Cinco de Mayo, my fellow Tadpooler and Valentine listeners and everyone else that's under the sound of my voice. And this is episode 156. What is going on?
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
I saw the sink in the mayo in the sink somebody put on Facebook and they said happy Cinco de Mayo.
I thought I left mayo in the sink or something.
No.
From earlier today.
You thought I was talking about you.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. But no.
So I hope everybody's doing great. Like I said, this is episode 156 of the Valentine Cast. I'm Jay. That's my lovely wife, Renee.
Hey.
What is going on? And we're so glad that you're here with us this lovely evening.
It's hot.
It is hot here in good old Louisville, Kentucky.
I started my OMG is hot rant.
Yeah, and let me say, it actually has started sooner because I think you have, because you're gestating.
Yeah, so I definitely get hotter than usual. So I don't deal well with heat. So I start to get a little whiny and complainy. So that's the interesting part. So Jay gets to deal with that. Congratulations.
Yeah, and then when I offer to turn on the air,
I say no, because I don't want to waste money.
And then she gets really grumpy and stuff like that. So I have to say a special thanks to the folks at Prelights Music for allowing us to use their music. Also, the folks over at Andrew Allen Trio for allowing us to use the music during the show. Want to say thank you to Core Natural.
Mm-hmm.
They make some fine product over there at corenatural.com, some natural soaps and stuff like that. And just want to say, you should check them out if you're looking for just something to treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
And also want to say hello to the chat room.
Hi, chat room.
What is going on, everybody that is listening? Today we have with us.
We have Foxlore.
Hey, Foxlore.
He's here. It's Buddha's birthday in China.
It's Buddha's birthday, so it's a vacation.
He's able to join us, so it's good to see him.
Is there a special name for Buddha's birthday?
I just like BB, Buddha's birthday.
BB.
But we'll ask Foxlore. Foxlore, let us know if Buddha's day has a special name. And if you have to give him a present, because, man, that would suck. JB Hanna is also here.
What's going on, JB?
Hey, JB. Muhogan and Zabi are here.
Yep. Muhogan, he's finishing up some salmon.
That sounds good.
Mm.
Salmon. We haven't had salmon in a while.
We haven't.
Also, Ninjinx.
What is going on, Ninjinx?
Ninjinx.
What is going on?
Ninjin KX.
This is,
I think it's Ninjin KX.
Ninjinx. I'm going to say Ninjinx.
There's no E on there.
What do you mean there's no E on the end?
N-I-N.
Ninjinx. Is that what you said? Oh. Okay.
But he or she has been waiting to get into the chat room and...
They made it.
Hello. Punk Gopher 76 is here.
What's going on, Punk?
Hey,
Gopher.
Punk. And Valentine 866, who is a visitor.
Hey, what's going on?
Is here. Hello, Valentine 866.
And I just got a message from Mr. J.K. Graham and said that he's almost home.
Yay.
Birthday.
We know what that means.
Hey, he's going to get a call regardless.
I know. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And also, hello to you listeners out there on the Alpha Geek Radio mobile stream. Thanks for tuning in. So, yeah. I guess we should go ahead and... Do you want to get into a little bit of the weekend wrap-up, babe?
Let's do it.
Weekend wrap-up! Boom! That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, Hando. What's going on? Thank you, sir. So this weekend was a big weekend here in Louisville.
It was.
Well, not just Louisville. Can I just say, is it just Louisville or is it Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Okay.
Louisville, mainly. No one cares about the rest of Kentucky.
Right, right. So,
excuse me. Sorry.
So this weekend was the 140th Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby.
Did I say Kentucky?
You did, but I love it.
I said Kentucky.
Kentucky.
No, I didn't.
I just want a whole bunch of freaking turkeys running down the track.
Okay. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this. Back at 5 minutes.
Awesome.
5 minutes and 45 seconds to see if I said Kentucky.
The Kentucky Derby. Well, the Kentucky Derby celebration started about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
With the Thunder over Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that comes 2 weeks of Kentucky Derby related events, including the Great Steamboat Race, the Pegasus Parade, the Balloon Glow and Race, etc., etc. So there's multiple things happening every day. There's galas, there's balls, celebrities are in town, and that all comes to a head on the Phillies. Don't get as much love, but the Phillies race.
Uh huh. They do that on Friday.
Right.
Right.
They race on Friday, and everybody wears pink a lot to those. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, the boys race.
Right.
Sometimes the Philly is in the Derby, but it doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
And we did not participate in anything Derby related.
We didn't.
We
took the opportunity while the shops were low and not many people were out and about, and we took care of things around the house. So right. We got some things done. We were so beat from last week that we didn't even go to Free Comic Book Day this year.
I know. And we haven't missed Free Comic Book Day for a long time, but yeah. we just didn't go this year.
Yep. I just want to take a moment and say hey to Del Cador.
Dolcador. That's how I say it.
Well, you know who Dolcador is, right? You don't remember, do you?
No.
From Nebraska.
Oh, hi.
She's from Nebraska. Remember?
Hi, Dolcador. No, I don't remember anything.
Babe, okay. So you remember the year we went to Nerdtacular?
Okay.
And you were sick. Remember that one?
Remember? Yeah.
So you remember when we left? We were leaving the movie theater, and she had the blonde hair.
And I was really sick.
You were really sick. But we also saw her last year as well. Okay. And she hung out with us.
Oh. I think I remember.
So I don't know if I should say her name or not.
No,
online.
No. So no, wait. No, no, no. I know who you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I'm talking about? Okay. Right. Yeah.
Oh, that Nerdtacular was so terrible when I got sick.
Right.
That was terrible, Jay.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because, you know, our also famous listener. All of our listeners are famous. Punk Gopher, he's from Nebraska as well.
Woo!
Yeah.
Surprising. There's only like 10 people in Nebraska.
What? Oh, it was 11 until I left or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. It's just, Nebraska's cool. It's just very, very flat.
I know. I actually...
Midgeeks is from Nebraska too.
Wow. That's what's going on, Cornhuskers.
Wow. So we have 3 Nebraskans in our feed. In our chat room today.
The Cornhuskers are representing today.
Which is crazy.
And
y'all are taking over.
And, you know, I know a little bit about Nebraska. You know?
A little bit.
I know a little bit. I lived there for 7 years. And actually, it's odd. Yesterday morning, when I was laying in bed, I was thinking about, I was trying to navigate from my old home in Nebraska to work. And taking some of the bypasses and stuff, and mm-hmm. I was trying to remember. I remember 27th Street, the Walmart on 27th. They had the Sam's beside of it.
Okay,
that went up to I think that was I-80. I think that's I-80 that runs east and west up there.
Okay,
and I was trying to remember I was trying to remember how I got around. I remember, you know, I think it was because I talked to someone from the state office building last week. Remember, mm-hmm. I was talking to her and seeing how everything was doing. She said it was kind of rainy and stuff like that. And, you know, there's some times where I miss Nebraska.
You just miss the Runza's, tiny bit. Don't you?
I miss the Runza.
Gross.
I miss Village Inn. Village Inn has some awesome pies.
Better than Pie Kitchen pies?
Yes, and they're cheaper.
Cheaper's good.
Yeah, and then they're just as good. They have a mixed berry pie. Now, they don't have as many pies as assortment. They have strawberry rhubarb. They have the mixed
strawberry rhubarb.
Yeah,
I love that.
Oh, so it's strawberry rhubarb.
I love strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah, strawberry rhubarb pie is good.
I love strawberry rhubarb.
And then there's just a few things that were pretty
I just
cool
didn't like the runs. It's way too much meat.
Right.
I mean, I like a good hot pocket.
Right.
As much as anybody.
Right.
But you have like a millimeter thin bread, and then you just have blah meat.
Yeah.
Ground meat. But
so I'm going to ahead and say, Punk Gopher said he's going to bring some Runzas
for you
for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to say please, because it's been.
Do they travel well?
Well, he may be able to get them frozen, maybe
at the store.
No, they don't have much of a store. Oh. I don't know.
That'd be funny. But I do want to say hi to Udella and Diddy. If Udella's here, so is Diddy. They came in the chat room. Hello, Udella and Diddy. I didn't even know it had cabbage. It had cabbage in it? I didn't even know.
The one you had did not.
Okay.
Okay, so a homemade Runza.
Oh, if you make it at home.
Homemade Runza has burger and cabbage in it.
Okay. Ground beef and cabbage.
Right. So, hey, Udella and...
Diddy. You have no excuse. I have tons of excuses. You have none. So,
yeah. But anyway, and we also had Aaron.
And Aaron just joined us.
What's going on, Aaron? Yeah. So, man, what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about the Derby.
Talking about the Derby.
California Chrome.
California Chrome is a favorite.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I think that was one of the names I knew. That, and I can't remember the other name I knew.
Everybody was talking about California Chrome.
So that's how I knew about that a lot.
They were also talking about how they had spelled the name wrong when they first got here.
They spelled it
N-A-I.
On his silks.
It was N-A-I, right?
Yeah, it was California.
Yeah.
Nia Chrome. So, okay. I've been to Churchill Downs before, not on Derby, but I've been before.
Yeah, it was 2 years. Two or three years ago.
Two or three years.
And it was about this time.
Right. It was Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. And we took Uncle Edwin.
So tell me that wouldn't happen now.
We had family time there on Memorial Day.
We did have family time with the creepy mascot. And I don't mind horse racing. It bothers me when they whip them.
Right.
I wish they would outlaw it. There's no reason for it. It's like docking dogs' tails and ears. I don't like it, and I don't like when they whip horses. So,
yeah.
But the horses are nice to look at. But I didn't look at it this year. I think we were busy watching TV. So
yeah, we were watching TV and playing some Diablo. But Mom also came by.
I know Mom did something amazing for me. She spruced up my garden out front. She weeded a bunch of weeds. She cut down my bushes. She cut down my azaleas because I hadn't cut them down and they were just sticks. And she planted some hostas for me. And Jay loves hostas, so he was not complaining. So I just want to give a big thanks to my mom. She really relaxes, and
she says therapeutic.
It is therapeutic for her. So I just want to say thank you so much.
Yep.
Since it would have taken me so much longer. And I wouldn't have got done to the end of the season.
And I would have been like, and if it was me, I'd probably have been like, babe, we can just put mulch out there. We have the perennials.
Perennials?
I cannot talk tonight. What is going on?
Can't yeah. blame me.
So anyway, the perennials were are out. It's green.
Yeah, they're green. Yeah, it is green. The hostas are up and all the other flowers, I have no idea what they are up. So,
you know, and your tulips are coming up.
My tulips are coming
up. So I'm like, hey, that's good. I'll put some mulch down and we're good. And
she's even going to come over and do my annuals for me.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
How much money are we going to spend on annuals?
Not a lot.
Okay.
I'm just going to get a couple trays.
Okay.
This year.
All right.
Last year, I got a lot last year.
I'm with you and I'm trying to save money.
I know. But I want a little bit of color. I'll probably get a couple trays.
Okay.
That won't be more than $20.
Okay.
I'm not going to go crazy.
Okay.
Your look was like, I could get the really cheap ones, the petunias.
I was just smiling at you. I can't smile at you. Mm. God, you're so mean to me. And so I mowed a yard this week also. And actually this time I caught the clippings this time. And I have a section on the side of my house. Not the house, but the shed out back, the powered shed and stuff. And I have a area where a bunch of weeds are starting to grow. So I caught the clippings from mowing the yard. And I'm actually using that as a base for some mulch. So I'm kind of being, you know, a little green here.
Oh, look at you. And, that's exciting.
And I'm using my grass clippings for mulch. I know a lot of people do that, but I usually just, you know, I had a truck, you know, take it off and everything else. So did some yard work myself and weed eat it and everything else. And then one of the other things I did this past week was my oldest daughter, who's 17, she had a project. And her project was to get a family tree. And so I did a family tree for my 17-year-old as far back as I could, talking with my mom and my dad and my grandmother and everything else. And it was real cool, you know, talking to my mom and dad. And I actually, when I talked to my grandmother, I got real far back to great, 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 great grandmother,
mm-hmm.
who was actually sold into slavery. Her name was Marse Moore. And she was, her husband was Columbus Morse. And they had Dolly Simmons, who was the mother of my grandmother.
Okay.
But it was kind of cool going back it was going back. And it kind of has made me want to try to do some
genealogy.
Can I quit now?
All right, y'all. We'll talk to y'all later. Jay was to quit.
I can't talk.
No more show. Valentine Cast is our last podcast ever.
Genealogy and everything. So, but I don't have time to do it right now. And plus, everybody's like, oh, you can go to, what's it?
Ancestry.com.
Ancestry.com and all of this. And I was like, that's going to take time.
And it's different for black folk, I think. Some black folk can tell me I'm wrong, but I mean, it's harder because slavery records weren't kept nearly as accurately as anything.
Yeah.
So that might be a little harder to do.
Right, right.
Alex Haley was able to do it, but that's because he put in so much freaking time and money. It's ridiculous.
Right, right.
So, yeah. But that would be really cool. I wouldn't mind doing it. Yeah, so. Right. So, but I think it's really cool that you found that kind
of
stuff out.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much the wrap of what we did this weekend, except what we're going to cover in games and stuff like that. So, with that, I guess, Renee, maybe we should get on into a little bit of the media.
Let's do it.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So, our movie that we had to watch last week was Little Black Book. And what was homegirl's name that was in there? Bridget Murphy.
Brittany Murphy.
Okay.
You're so close.
So close.
Brittany Murphy, she actually died last year or the year before.
It was the year before.
Yeah. She died of a drug overdose.
Yes.
But this was actually better than I thought it was going to be. I didn't know.
It was 2009.
Oh, wow. She died a long time ago. I didn't know what the movie was going to be about, but I thought it was really interesting. Basically, she was, you know, trying. It was almost like a trying to find herself and her purpose kind of story. And I like the twist on at the end, and I like the characters that people were playing. Is it a spoiler to say that
you said twist at the end? But it is 2004, though, so.
Yeah, that's a 10-year-old movie.
So it
and
is
some of the technology, I guess, was accurate for 2004, right?
So it would be a twist at the end, and it would be a spoiler because you would be saying it's not the ending that you would expect it to be.
Okay, well, sorry, spoiler.
But no, I mean, you're fine.
But apparently in 2004, everybody had a palm.
Yes, that was awesome.
That was the big thing, a palm. Was it that way 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Everybody had a palm.
Not everybody had a palm.
Like if you were in business, palm is what you had, right?
Oh, yeah. That's how you...
Because the iPhone wasn't out yet.
Right.
So the palm was the next...
The palm was it.
And
the Windows was... Maybe the Windows phone was out. It's 2004. Maybe the Windows phone, I believe.
That was so funny.
Well, the BlackBerry was also out, too, in 2004.
So Palm Pilots played a very, very, very... they had a strong presence in the movie.
Right.
So, but I thought Brittany Murphy did a good job. And she was super cute. I loved her in Clueless. The movie was bad. I gave it 3 stars, which is good for us.
Yeah,
so.
It was a good movie. It was, it wasn't full on, what's that? Rom com.
Yep. Had Stu from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that was
the comic
crazy.
Book store dude
who still looks the same.
He looks the same, except his hair got cut. That's it.
Yep.
So. It was funny.
Yeah.
So we enjoyed it. It's a good little fluff movie if you're just looking for a fluff movie.
Yeah. But, you know, dude, I mean, I still think it was a pretty good movie for what it was. You know, and I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. You know, if we could have gave it 3.5, I would have gave it 3.5. And so then after we watched that, we watched a few shows of... Well, I actually finished up season one of Real House.
Oh, they have more than one season?
Well, I think they're in season two, but I finished up season one of Real Husbands of Hollywood. And I have to say, it was pretty good. It was funny. There was one part in there where they were talking about prenups, and they were talking about who all signed the prenup and who didn't. And then they... They got the Boris Kojo, who's an attractive man. He's a pretty man. And there was like, Boris, you didn't sign a prenup? He was like, no, who's going to leave me?
That was funny. That was pretty funny. And there was one episode he had no clothes on.
He was like, my body was, because they had to go out. He had to go out in the middle of the street, butt naked, to get something.
Right.
And Boris said, I'll do it. My body was born for this, or something was made for this, you know.
Boris Kojo is, and the show is fake reality, but it's so, I find it amusing.
I find it funny.
You think I don't like watching it, and I don't know why you think that.
I don't know. But. So I enjoy it because, and I enjoy Boris more than I thought I would, because he jokes himself. You know, and he plays that cocky, good looking guy.
Right.
That can feel like he can say whatever he wants to say, but he knows he's wrong for saying it. So that was really good. That was pretty funny. You know, there was a little twist in there, and then it was pretty good. I really like that.
Yeah.
So that was Real House Husbands, and then we also watched a few shows of Undercover Boss.
We did watch a few shows of Undercover Boss. I forgot about that.
So we watched a few shows of Undercover Boss. And here is how I watch Undercover Boss. As we're going through the show and we're watching it on Netflix, I As the bosses are meeting different people, I guess what that person's going to get at the end of the show.
Because everybody gets compensation.
Because everybody gets compensation. So if a person's sitting there talking to somebody and somebody's like, oh, I was going to culinary school and this, that, and the other, and I quit to go work so I could help my mom out and everything else. I was like, he's either going to go to the culinary school of the job he's at, if they have one, or they're going to send him to school and they're going to give him some money to help his mom out. And boom, that's what happens.
That's what happened.
And then somebody
both of them
happened. You know, and then someone was like, you know, yeah, I took on my grandson and he wants to go on a vacation, but I don't have time to do it. I was like, oh, they're going to Walt Disney World. But then she said, he told me he wanted to go to Washington, D.C. I was like, oop, let me revamp that. They're going to Washington, D.C.
It's funny. So we watched the Cinnabon Undercover Boss, which made me want Cinnabon.
Yep.
And we watched
Rallies.
Rallies and Checkers.
Which made me want Rallies and Checkers.
Do we watch any more?
We watched Oriental Trading Company.
Okay, Oriental Trading Company.
Which is in Omaha, Nebraska.
Which is why you were wanting to see it.
Yeah, yep. And I like to try to watch the Popeyes one pretty soon, maybe. You know.
I love that you're choosing all places we like to eat.
Well, yeah, I know. And I don't always watch them because they're so predictable. But yet,
yeah, they are. The Undercover Boss, actually, the Rallies one, that first one,
yeah, that
was
first
a little
one,
unpredictable.
Yeah, that was unpredictable.
But most of the time, you have it down to a science.
But you have to admit, though,
that's
so is Hell's Kitchen.
So is Hell's Kitchen.
Except for
Amy. Who's going to win?
Except, not Hell's Kitchen, but Nightmare. Kitchen Nightmare.
Nightmares is very predictable.
Except for Amy's Bakery.
That was very unpredictable.
That was very unpredictable. So we watched that. And then we got on a serious note, and I finally worked up the nerve to watch Bully.
Yeah, you had a hard time with this one.
The documentary on bullying. And it was a rough documentary to watch. You know, growing up, aside from some of the kids in my neighborhood who were, I can't think of a better word. If you look at them now, I don't even know how to say this. They're not too upstanding folks now, right now. And you could tell that these kids back then when we were growing up, they were going to be these kind of folks, and they grew up. And I had those kind of folks that kind of bullied me around. But that was because I was afraid, you know, and they would want to fight, and I wasn't a fighter. You know, I am that guy. Even though I had a big size and stuff like that, you know, I would joke to get out of a situation.
Oh, okay. So you were able to joke.
I were able to joke or pick fun and right. kind of get out of a situation.
Now, okay, yeah.
No, go ahead.
Oh, now I wasn't bullied much. I was teased.
Right.
Teased for my stutter a lot.
Right.
I was teased for the gap in my teeth. And I was a little clumsy. I did actually get straight up bullied when I was in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And my bully, this is going to sound crazy, was a third grader.
That's not sound crazy.
And it shouldn't. It's a little embarrassing because she was a year younger than me.
No.
But she wasn't taller than me or anything. She was just mean.
Right.
She was so freaking mean. She used to pull my hair. Because people use this as a thing, but I think she really was jealous.
Of your hair?
Yeah. She used to pull my hair.
Yeah. I mean, my
would
daughter.
Cry, and I was so non-confrontational.
Yeah, my daughter, she had that done to her as well.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, she has hair.
Yeah.
Her curls are tighter than yours.
Yeah.
And,
well, my hair was it straight? It was in braids, but, it was bad. This went on for over a few months maybe.
Oh,
and I
wow.
finally came home crying.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was there because my mom wasn't usually there because my mom was at work.
Right.
But so she finally got it out of me. And my mom went to go talk to the other girl's mom And I think I can't remember what happened. I can't remember if it got worse.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I think
it got worse, but I can't remember.
I'm telling you, I am going to be that parent that will not hesitate to go to another parent.
Right. Even if it gets worse.
I will make sure it won't.
Yeah.
I will try to make sure it won't get worse.
It was embarrassing for her to go to the other mom, but I can't remember if it got better or worse. I hated walking from the bus because I knew it was going to happen every time. It was terrible. Ugh. Blah, blah. But that's the only thing. But I know that other people have it worse than I did.
Right.
Some people actually got beat up to the point where they had bruises all over them. So bullying is never good. So the documentary was hard for both of us to watch.
Yeah.
But it was important to watch because we're going to have kids together.
Right.
And we need to know, A, what to do if they're bullied. B, what to do if they're the bully. And Jay said he's not standing for that, and I wouldn't either.
Right.
I'd be so mad. I'd be livid.
So
my kid's bullying somebody.
I do want to take a moment right now because I know Geek Daddy-O, Mr. Mike Andrews, is listening on Alpha Geek Radio.
Oh, awesome.
But our thoughts are with him because he is stuck in a car waiting for a tow truck.
Aw, that sucks.
Yeah, man. So good luck to you and hope you get home safe. And that is something minor, man. We hope it's minor. So, so bully. So, hey, we have some shows that we want to roll for. We have no Hando, but Renee's going to roll for us.
I am going to roll for us.
Yep. And the numbers that she is going to roll is going to be between 63
okay.
and 161.
161. Hey, we're on a roll with watching our movies, yep. Y'all. 74 is what we have.
All right.
74.
74 is going to be The Pianist.
The Pianist?
Yep. Have you seen that?
No. Who's that by?
That's the one that won the, didn't that win some Academy Awards? It's the famed Polish pianist to survive the onslaught of Nazi tyranny. Didn't this win some awards?
I think so.
So.
Why'd you say blah?
Because I don't remember.
You might end up liking it.
2003 Best Director.
Okay.
Best Actor. And it was a nominee for Best Cinematography, Costume Design, Film Editing, Picture, and Writing Adapted Screenplay.
N said, great show. You'll love it. N guaranteed.
I'm pretty sure I will. So, yeah, they won a couple of academies and stuff like that. So, good on them. But this is one that actually, this is kind of like, this goes in the category of Green Mile. You know, because I haven't seen Green Mile. You know, I've seen the bits and pieces when it's on AMC or some other channel, you know, and I've seen it when, you know, Michael Duncan's, you know, the flies or the bugs shoot out of his mouth or something like that.
We really need to watch that.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah. It's almost like, that's my Shawshank Redemption. I've seen that all the way through now.
Right.
But there was at one point where I hadn't.
And everybody else and their mom had.
Because it was always on TV and everything else. And, you know, so I finally got to sit down and watch it. So it's kind of in that category, you know. Hey, but I've seen Forrest Gump, though. So.
Some people actually hate that movie. I found out there are people in the world that hate Forrest
Gump. You know, I can see that a little bit because some people may think it's picking fun or it just doesn't make sense and everything else. But you know, anyway. So then Sunday, we watched Game of Thrones.
We did watch Game of Thrones. So no spoilers, but I like how they're going away from the books. And that's not a spoiler, okay? I'm just putting it out there. It's not.
Well, babe, it's already, it's in the book.
Yeah, in the book. Yeah, so I know, but still.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, so I like how they're going away from the books in some aspects. It makes it so I don't know what's going to happen sometimes, and it makes it kind of cool. And but I kind of like what they did, and I saw how they're getting it back towards the books now.
Right,
they just did a little, you know, they put a little bit more danger and a little bit more interesting stuff in this one, and So yeah, I am liking, I must say, the scenes. I like the scenes in King's Landing best of all. I don't know why. Maybe, right. maybe because everybody's in pretty close.
you know, I'm glad you said that because I didn't want to say that. And I almost said that last night. And I didn't want you to feel like I was picking on you or being sexist.
Right.
But I think because it's that medieval Downton Abbey. Here are the houses, how it is in the kingdom. I mean, you love that stuff.
Yeah.
You
I know, like
the drama.
Yeah, I like the drama. And Marjorie, I love her. I think she's so cute. And so, yeah. So I actually enjoyed this week. Every week, it's a good thing. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we watched Mad Men after that. And, yeah. I mean.
It was. things are moving.
Yeah, things
on
are
Mad
moving.
Men, so it was. So it isn't as boring as Jay said.
Right, right. And then I'm also reading a book. Everybody gasped because this is a book that Bronco has told me to read a long time ago. The name of it is "Someone Knows My Name," and it's a book by Canadian artist. I mean, author Lawrence Hill. It was originally published, well, in Canada, where it was first published, it was called The Book of Negroes. And then in order for it to sell well here in America and Australia and other places, they had to change the name of The Book of Negroes to Someone Knows My Name. And so I did a little research because Renee, when I told Renee what book I was reading, she thought I was joking a little bit, and I was like, nah, I'm not joking. And so the story behind the title, this is from the author himself. He said he used the Book of Negroes as the title for my novel in Canada because it derives from a historical document of the same name kept by British naval officers at the end of the American Revolutionary War. It documents the 3,000 blacks who had served the king in the war and were fleeing Manhattan for Canada in 1783. Unless you were in the Book of Negroes, you couldn't escape to Canada. My character, an African woman, whose story is based on this history, has to get in the book before she gets out. In my country, few people, his country is Canada, few people complained to him about the title, and nobody continues to do so after I explain its historical origins. I think it's partly because the word Negro resonates differently in Canada. If you use it in Toronto or Montreal, you're probably just indicating publicly that you are out of touch with how people speak these days. But if you use it in Brooklyn or Boston, you are asking to have your nose broken. When I began touring with the novel in some of the major U.S. cities, literally, African Americans kept approaching me and telling me it was a good thing indeed that the title had changed because they would never have touched the book with its Canadian title.
Right, and like N said, here in Canada, the word Negro doesn't hold the same pain as it does in the U.S. And even saying Negro, it's like, you know, I feel it. You know, yeah. even me just saying it,
right.
You know, and it feels like, you know, feels has a negative feeling whenever I say it.
Right.
So, but yeah, so how is the book? You've mentioned that you liked it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I will say, with my daughter asking me to get the family tree stuff together for her, that kind of drove me. And Bronco and I have been talking about it lately because he told me, he shared an article with me that they're actually filming a movie version, a movie based off the book. And Lawrence Hill is there, and he's, you know, they're getting it done and they're filming it in Canada. And I was like, man, I'm trying to get this book read before it comes out on BBC, you know. And so I'm excited to see what's going to happen there and everything else. So I mean, I think it's a great book. Again, the name of it is Someone Knows My Name. If you're here in the United States or if you're outside of Canada, that's the title that is under. If you're in Canada, it is called The Book of Negroes. So, and then what else do we do, babe?
We actually played some video games.
Oh yeah, we played some Diablo.
So here's my Diablo update, y'all. Every class but one is at 70. Yay! And the one that's not 70 is the class that I kind of want to play the long way just because I'm weird like that. But so my monk is like 30-something, 20-something. But finally got my Crusader up. And this was one of the ones I liked the least. So it was tough to get up. So, Jay, how did we do this? How did we...
Are you trying to get me in trouble?
No. All right. An exploit?
No, I wouldn't exploit.
It's not an exploit.
So there are some. So we did bounties and adventure mode.
This is what
we were doing.
Yeah.
Bounties and adventure mode. But we were doing them straight up. You know, we were doing them all and everything else and getting the relic caches and everything at the end. And then I started fooling around and I came across. There are a couple bounties that do not require you to kill anything, and you still get XP for them. So there's a bounty in Act 5, and then there's a bounty in Act 2 that all you have to do is get to the area and start it. Sometimes you have to survive. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you can teleport back and get credit, and sometimes you can't.
So it was like log off, like join game, leave game, join game, leave game, join game, leave game. It was a lot of that. But then when we get something, it's like, yay! Right.
Yeah. So the thing was to put it on Torment 6, and then you reap the 1,600% XP reward.
And I don't know what it was I didn't like about Crusader. I didn't feel strong. I didn't feel tough either. I mean, you're not strong or tough. It's like, what do you have left, you know?
Well, I mean, you are strong and tough. I mean, it's just that, you know, there are some things you have to do. And there's certain things. I mean, my Crusader, the Crusader is almost like a Death Knight in WoW. Mm-hmm. You know? When you first get into Torment 1 stuff, you can go in with, you can have all yellow gear or all rare gear on your Crusader and survive. Now, you can't do that with some of your other classes. So, the Crusader is a little bit more forgiving when you start doing Torment than the other classes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some folks find it boring and stuff like that. And then also the fact that, you know, when you do use the two-hander, in one hand, so you run 20% slower or 10%
slower.
Yeah,
and I mean, I had the shield and the two-hander, and I felt like I wasn't doing enough damage. I was in there whack, 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 and then I could use my special ability three times, and I was done.
I think that's it. That is one of the complaints that they had with Crusaders is their long cooldowns. And that's one of the reasons why I use Blessed Hammer that spins around me, the Ray of Heaven, and then I did the Justice where I throw the hammer and it splits off and it hits everything else. So, I mean, it's kind of what I did with my Crusader. So, I have some different builds that I do kind of run a little bit. But my monk is still my favorite. I actually got the 4 pieces of Ashira's gear today, so now when we're fighting, you will probably see my followers come and help us.
Right.
No, my followers come and help us.
Oh yeah.
While we're fighting.
Yes.
In a group.
Okay.
The Templar.
Oh, those followers.
My Templar, the Wizard, and the Scoundrel.
They can come help us
with my 4-piece gear. They'll come and they'll assist us.
For how long?
I think it's about 30 seconds. Maybe
Let's
20
cool
seconds.
Cool down?
Oh, it just happens. It's just a chance on
attack.
Oh, okay.
It's a random chance on attack.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So yeah. But yeah, I'm really, really, really enjoying it. And I want to say hello to Hando and N and JK Grammar also have showed up.
Yay!
So
So right. Yeah, so that's our Diablo update. So we're Jay is farming to get mats, and I'm just playing because I like playing my Witch Doctor. It's my favorite. So oh, yeah. It's fun. Oh, yeah. And you got a new game.
I did. So we were doing Gaming After Dark, and I've been so busy that I forgot that Super Mario World Golf. Was it Mario World Golf Tour? I think that's it.
Sorry, I laugh because you have this thing with golf games. You
right.
Just can't let go.
Right. So Mario Golf World Tour is the game that I got. And it came out on Friday. And I am enjoying it. I just found out before the show is that Scott Johnson and they're doing, the Tadpool or Frog Pants, they're actually doing a tournament. Mm. So we can do these tournaments where everybody can come in and, you know, you can play, you know, these community tournaments and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm really excited about it. I still need to go through and get my my handicap. I haven't had time to go through and get my handicap. So I've got to play some holes and stuff like that, but I haven't had a chance to do a whole 18 holes to get my handicap because we've been watching TV and everything else. So it's really good. I had some credit from GameStop, and then I had some other 3DS games that I traded in. Mm-hmm. And so I took care of that, and I was able to, you know, come out of there only paying like, oh, and plus I renewed our Power Plus or Power Up membership, so I ended up paying like $7. So, yeah. So I mean, this some folks are saying it's not the same game that some people may think from a long time ago, from 2004. But I'm excited to play some more. So yeah, if you have a 3DS and you love golf games like I do, go check it out. All right, and you want to talk about the Simpsons Easter event?
Yeah, I did. It's been going on for, I don't know, 2 weeks, but I'm just now getting around to talking about it. The Simpsons had their Easter event, and I am less than impressed. They had the Whacking Day around this time, but they didn't have the Whacking Day this year. They had the Easter event, and it's a month long? 3 week long event or something like that.
Oh, no, it's been going on since right before Easter.
It's going on forever. So, and so much of it is random, and so much of it is you're not going to get everything. Right. It's so freaking ridiculous. And most of the time, I love the events because you know what you're probably going to get and what you're not going to get because they cost donuts. And the random thing is cool, but when it's this much stuff you know you're not gonna get, it makes me sad.
Yeah, I mean this is like the event that I needed to kind of get me to calm down on playing the damn game.
Yeah,
I mean, so I'm not gonna lie,
so maybe it's a good thing.
So I'm kind of like, meh, you know, if I miss it, I miss it. Oh well. So, babe, do we want to go into food, or do we just want to go ahead and jump into odds and ends?
We can go into odds and ends. I just want to say join the Facebook.com Lose It group at Facebook.com/group/FrogPantsLoseIt.
All right. So, let's go ahead and get in here with a little bit of Mr. Feisty. Whoops.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, let me start that again. How about that? So let's talk about some birthdays.
Woo, birthdays!
What up?
What is?
Hang on, like, all right, here we go.
That was, yeah.
What is going on, Mr. Grandma?
What's going on, y'all?
It's a perfect day for you.
Oh man, happy Cinco de Mayo!
Cinco de Caballo.
That is awesome that your birthday is Cinco de Mayo. That's amazing. So,
I know they just have a big celebration for your birthday.
Lots of beer for you.
And margaritas.
And margaritas. There you go.
So,
that's awesome.
So, if for those on the line, we have with us JK Grammer from the 10-4 podcast, and today is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah, so I have to ask.
Uh-oh.
How much are you paying for limes down there? Are the prices of margaritas going up?
You know what? I heard y'all saying something about that when you first started recording. What is the deal? I haven't heard this. So, what's the story?
I heard this on NPR. And let me do the prices. So the price of limes in Texas has gone from, you could used to get 10 limes for a dollar. Now each lime is 50 cents. And elsewhere, limes worth 35 cents a piece. Now they're $1.50 a piece. And what's going on is that the cartel, it's a two-pronged thing. The cartel, the Mexican cartel moved in on the lime groves and they took over the lime groves. And so the Mexican government was fighting to get them back. And so no limes were being exported.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And they finally got the cartel out of the lime groves, but it's going to be a while before the price rebounds. Also, there is a disease called greening, which is causing the limes to, you know, be totally destroyed. So, two things. That's why limes are terrible. And just in time for Cinco de Mayo, I heard people are like, you know, they're trying to do different margaritas, like lemon margaritas.
Yeah, you better use lime juice.
That's not right. Lemon margaritas, that's not right.
No, yeah. just use lime juice.
No, well, I'm sure lime juice has gone up in price too. Mm. Like real lime juice. If you use fake lime juice.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's the stuff that's in the little plastic bottles that look like limes? Is that real or is that fake lime juice?
That's real lime juice.
That's the stuff you get. You get it real quick. They're probably not jacking the prices up on that.
Yeah, it's not up now yet because it's not fresh.
Yeah.
But the price should normalize a bit, but it'll stay a little high. So limes, I don't think limes will go back down to where they were for a long, long time. So I want to talk about your birthday. How was your birthday? What did you do today? Or what do you have plans?
Well, I went to work today. That's pretty much it. But
I do too. I got to work on my birthday too.
Which I couldn't remember. I was telling somebody about this earlier today. I said, it seemed like I used to work somewhere way back when, where you actually got your birthday as a paid vacation. But well, I mean, it's just one day. So it's not like, you know.
Sure, it wasn't a personal day that you could take anytime you wanted.
See, that's what it is. It's like really all they did was just say, hey, have a personal day. But right, I think they made it as a birthday. So you go, ooh, this company's great. Like, okay, yeah, that's all right, whatever.
Right. Well, yeah, man. So you know how it always goes. If I have you on Skype, you're going to have to sit back, relax, and the Valentine's going to sing it to you. I think we did this last year, too.
Probably.
I had barely just come to the chat room, like, I think it was my second week in the chat room, and you're like, hey, it's JK's grammar or JK Grammar's birthday, and you're like, all right, we're singing. I was like, awesome.
All right, so let's do this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear JK Grammar. Happy birthday to you
and many more. You sing so much faster than I do.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Does your family sing slow like that?
They sing slower than you.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
Why are you drag? Why are you?
Because it's an amazing song.
No, you. If you,
it's
sing
a birthday
it,
song. You don't want it, to sing it super fast.
If you sing it slow, it sounds like it's a sad song.
It sounds like a sad song.
Happy birthday to you.
No one's singing that slow. I'm just saying.
How you sing?
Happy birthday to you.
That sounds sad. That's it. Happy birthday to you.
That's way too
happy
fast.
Happy birthday. It's like do 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 do.
Anyway, JK, it's your birthday, so that's awesome.
How do you want it sung, JK?
Do you like your? All right.
Do you like it fast or slow?
So, if you sing happy birthday to someone, do you sing it fast and choppy like Jay did?
You know, most of the time I'm singing it kind of ironically, so you're all kind of like, like you're purposefully trying
So JK is like I was back when I was a kid and I went to church and I sung in the kids choir.
Well, nobody wants to really sing it like they would sing it because they're afraid people will go, man, you sing like crap. Right.
I sing it. I sing, even though I can't sing, I will sing loud and I don't care what you think. So whatever's.
Aaron's cracking me up the text.
Yeah, so I have to say,
no spiritual. Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like you're singing like a death march.
It's not a death march.
It is.
Well, technically, it is a death march in. Because every year you get older, it's you one more to step towards death. So.
Well, that's just damn sad. And I don't want y'all singing happy birthday to me anymore then.
But hey, if you're celebrating a birthday, you're still alive. So that's good.
Yeah. See, that's good.
Well, man, I'm glad that I hope this is many more that we get to sing to you on the show.
I know.
Man.
I hope you're here next year in Cinco de Mayo.
I hope so, too. I know everybody. Oh, it's redundant to say, but you guys are awesome. And again, like last year, I hadn't hardly known y'all for any time at all. And you're like, yeah, let's sing a happy birthday to him. Let's call him up on Skype and sing. I was like, I have to be friends with these guys.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. Well, we'll holler at you later, man. You take it easy.
All right, man. Thanks, y'all.
All right. Bye. See ya. That's awesome. Yeah. Happy birthday, JK. It happened on this day.
It did.
But if it's your birthday this week, we sing happy birthday to you. So,
I may have to go back and listen.
So if it's your birthday week and you're here, you need to say, hey, my birthday is such and such day, so we can sing happy birthday.
Wait a minute. Somebody else's birthday was today, too.
Who?
Wait a minute.
I don't have it.
Hold on. Because when we got in the chat room.
Somebody else's birthday was
today? Oh, wait a minute. It's Buddha's birthday.
No, well, I think that's probably what you saw.
Happy birthday, Buddha.
Buddha, you don't get a happy birthday.
Buddha, back at ass. Oh, Buddha. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Maybe not.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to offend any Buddhas. Sorry. I really didn't mean to. I can't find my Buddha statue. I see I had a Jesus and a Buddha statue. I don't know where my Buddha statue is. I think it's in storage. But anyway, I do have a Buddha statue from when I went to China and stuff like that. Huh. Okay, I guess I'm just...
Very cool.
Okay, so anyway, Renee, who else's birthday we have on the list?
Tomorrow's birthday, we're two people. My good friend Tyra. I've been friends with her since elementary school.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, Tyra.
Let me say it like Renee. Happy birthday, Tyra.
You're such an asshole.
And Mike Schramm's birthday is tomorrow.
Mike Schramm's birthday is also tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mike Schramm.
Happy birthday, Mike Schramm.
My cousin Paula's birthday is Friday. Happy birthday, Paula.
Happy birthday, Paula.
Thank you so much. And my other cousin's birthday, Theo, which is weird because we don't call him that. We call him Teddy.
We'll call him Teddy.
Teddy's birthday is Saturday.
Happy birthday, Teddy.
Happy birthday, Teddy.
And then I thought these were on the list that you had. My uncle's birthday is on Sunday. You wouldn't have had that.
I wouldn't have had that, no.
Mark, his birthday is Sunday, so happy birthday to you.
Okay.
And then we also have Sandy from my job. Her birthday is on Saturday.
On Saturday. Woo!
So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
And then...
This is done before the show, folks, so
no, I'm trying to see here. Dennis.
Just look at your events.
No, I'm trying to remember who this guy is. His name is Dennis.
Dennis the Menace?
He's in Tadpool. I'm pretty sure he's in the Tadpool.
Birthday, Dennis.
DJ Stingle. So happy birthday to him. His birthday is coming up on Sunday as well.
I think Toby farted.
Toby farted.
Gross.
Wasn't
Toby.
Me. But anyway, so those are the birthdays.
So those are our birthdays for today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody.
And we didn't say this last week, and I was remiss to do so, and I even knew that. Happy birthday to Brandon. Happy anniversary to Brandon and Karen.
Happy anniversary, Matthews.
Last Wednesday was their third anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Franks.
And that's awesome. Oh, and there are other birthdays, quick birthdays. Elena Ray's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Reggie's daughter.
Who?
Reggie.
Happy birthday, Dana. Elena. Yeah.
Elena Ray. And I want to say happy birthday to Nora, Kendra's daughter. And Edison and Jensen also had a birthday. Her twin sons. So many birthdays. It's awesome. So happy birthday, kids.
Hey, did I say hey to Hendo?
Hey, Hando.
Hando's in the chat room.
Hi, Hando. Hando snuck in.
Hando snuck in. So what's going on, Hando?
Hey, Hando.
Well, I want to say thank you to the chat room. Thank you guys so much for being here with us.
Woo!
It's been awesome hanging with you all.
It's time to watch 24.
Yeah, we're going to watch 24.
Like everybody should.
Yeah. So I know Bucks is watching it, and I wonder if he's going to do his little dealio.
Oh, afterwards. Yeah! That's right. He used to do that.
So we're going to watch 24. Jack is back.
I hope it's good.
Jack is back! So we're going to... after the show, get this thing put together and thrown up on the website for everybody to listen to. Thank you all for being here. I want to say a special thanks to the folks over at Black Astronauts Podcast, The Hush Show, Ten Ford Podcast, Nerd Parent, Mr. Mom Daily, Mike Andrews, Geek Daddy-O. I just want to say thank you to the chat room for being here with us. Thank you, Alpha Geek Radio listeners, for tuning in to another show of the Valentine Cast.
Woo!
And we love you guys. But if you want to email us, oh shoot, I want somebody to email us. You can do so.
We're terrible.
At thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed, Valentine Cast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That is spelled T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
All right. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
I just checked the email. We have no email. Well, we did get an email from HopeManRoss12@Q.com. And he said, did you receive my last email?
Darn it. We're terrible.
No, I didn't. Sorry, dude. But no, that's not someone that wrote in. It's good. Spam, babe.
Good. I was like, oh crap, we forget everybody's email.
And we did have a comment on our website. It said, is anyone else experiencing problems with the images on this blog loading? I'm trying to find out if the problem on my end or if the blog. Any feedback would be greatly appreciated.
You shouldn't have any problems.
Yeah. So that's another spam comment. Mm. But hey. Anyway. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for listening. Go check out all those lovely other podcasts and be excellent to one another.
Yeah. Be very nice to one another.
This is Mother's Day weekend for those. Remember those that may not have their mothers with them.
And remember those who don't have a close relationship at all with their mother.
Exactly.
And I know how it is. The happiness can get overwhelming when you don't have your mom or you don't have a good relationship with your mom. So, I will be remembering you all.
Yeah, so we'll be thinking about all the mothers out there. We'll also be thinking about all the children out there that don't have that close relationship or don't have their mothers with them. So just a lot of love to you all. But we'll talk to you later. Have a great week. Bye now.
Bye.
And as N says, don't forget to be awesome.